trust me not. Enfin, test me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. Do not pass me by, Savior, oh Savior, hear my humble cry. Do not pass me by through the spring of do not pass me by. At church, say amen. You love the Lord, you can say amen again. Glad to see those that had the mindset to come out this morning, that we and worship our Lord and Savior once again in spirit and in truth. I think it has been commanded by him that we do so. Church, God is good. Not just some of the time, but all the time, God is good. He's worthy of all our praise and our admiration. Why? Because he's God. God all by himself. Don't need you. Don't need me. He's God. If you're visiting with us for the first time this morning, we want you to know that you are on a guest. And we are so happy that you are here this morning. We would ask that if you're visiting with us that you fill out a visitor's card that's located in the back of the pew pockets, that we will have a record of your visit here. And you'll be recognized later on in our worship service this morning. This morning, I try not to hold you long, but I always say I like to hold you strong to God's word. So my lesson text this morning that has been read in your hearings is taken from Job's 28th chapter, verses number 12 through verse number 18. But just for time's sake this morning, we'll just focus on verse number 12 this morning. And it reads, "But where shall wisdom be found? And where is the place of understanding?" Church, this morning, we need to look at something that's more precious, valuable than anything we will ever know. Talking about complete and perfect understanding. Understanding, which means to discern and to consider. My point this morning is to help you see, unless we have a complete understanding, enduring to the end may be in vain. Jesus in John 3:16 said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Verse 17 says, "For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." That word condemn, say that the world is bad in every way. But he came to save and give us a way out. That's revelation this morning, church. What God's plan and understanding is. Jeremiah 10 and verse number 23 says, "O Lord, I know the way of man is not in himself. It's not a man that walketh to direct his steps." Also in Proverbs 14 and verse number 12, it says, "There is a way which seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." We need to stay with revelation this morning and not man's speculation. Let's look at Matthew. The chapter is 1, starting at verse number 18 through verse number 21. It reads, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on the wise, when as his mother Mary was exposed to Joseph. Before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. 21 says, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." Question this morning, church. How can Jesus save us from our sins unless we see him as he is and the understanding of why he came to earth? See, this morning, half revelation and half speculation just won't get the job done. James says in James 1 in verse number 8, "A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways." Not in one way, church, but all his ways. Meaning this, I believe some of God's word, but some of me. But Brother Montgomery is here to tell you this morning, it's all of God. None of he, she, it, they, we, us, them, those, I, my, surely not me. We must realize who God is and be submissive to his word. See, God is the big Nike sign. He's the glue that holds the world together. He's the one to say, just do it. We need to have some Nike mentality this morning. Just do what the word say. Now that's the understanding we need. Revelation, not speculation. Speculation is without having facts, make a guess of what I think it says. Bad understanding of God's word. Do it only in best understanding. Speculation this morning says baptism is not essential to salvation. But revelation says, Mark 16 and verse number 16, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Facts through revelation. Baptism, not essential to salvation, is speculation. Not having facts, no guaranteed base. In other words, it's fake news, as Trump says. Three things I want to share with you this morning so we all see the need to understand. Number one is, if we can just move self from any situation that involves God's word, we might be moving towards perfect understanding. Let me explain that perfect understanding. It's by doing what the Lord has said, like he said. That's perfect understanding. Revelation this morning, Matthew 16 and verse number 24. Then Jesus said to his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. See, that's good news this morning. What's reveal to us, church. Verse number 25 says, for whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. 26 says, for what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for a soul? Church, no money, no personal belonging is going to be at the judgment. So we need to understand, what can we give in exchange for our soul? My question, church, what makes man think he's somebody and he understands the way he wants it and not God's way? That scripture we just read in Matthew 16 and 24 lets me know that I must crucify that old man. He must be put to death if I am to follow Christ. Why? Because, see, the old man will take you somewhere you don't want to go. He must be put to death. We must let self go if we are to have relationship with Christ. We must rely totally on the Word of God. That's the only way, church. We must let the Spirit of Christ dwell in us richly. Colossians 3 and verse number 16. Philippians 2 and verse number 5 says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Question, how do we do that, church? Plain and simple. We stick to revelation and not speculation. Obey God's word. Look at Matthew 4, and verse number 1. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungry. 3 says, and when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. O church, but look what it takes to be like Jesus. Verse number 4 says, but he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Not some of God's word, but all of God's word. See, church, sometimes we have a problem with that little word, all. It says all of God's word. Church, when we are full and Christ has blessed us tremendously, it's still about us. We have a problem giving God what he deserves. And how can we say we understand? Oh, church, we need to understand what is written. My second point this morning is we must believe that what is revealed to us is the truth. We must believe this in order to have an understanding that's going to be acceptable by Christ. Let's look at 2 Peter. Chapter 1, verse number 20, and verse number 21. 2 Peter 1, verse 20, and verse 21. It says, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. Meaning, we can't make the Scriptures be what we want it to be. Just do it and leave the Scripture alone. Believe me this morning, the Scripture is all right. 21 says, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Church, if the Holy Ghost haven't revealed it, it's speculation. We must realize and trust in what is written. Question, how are we to have the mind of Christ if we don't believe and do what the Holy Spirit say. The understanding is a must. Look at Acts chapter 26, starting at verse number 14. Acts chapter 26, starting at verse number 14. It says, "And when we were all fallen to the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me and saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks." 15 says, "And I say, who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest." 16 says, "But arise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen and of those things in which I will appear unto thee." 17, "Delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles unto whom now I send thee." Why, Lord? 18 says, "To open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sin and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me." O church, that's revelation. We must understand that we can't do it without obeying the word of God. See, Paul realized that he was wrong. And the only way to be right is to submit to God and obey his word. If we are to please God and receive this inheritance, we must be obedient children. Paul said in 1 Corinthians, the chapter 11 and verse number 1, he says, "Be ye followers of me, even as I am of Christ." See, Paul got the understanding this morning, church. Let me give you a little example of why we need this understanding. I heard this young preacher, the denominational preacher, he was preaching a funeral, and he says, he's not going to follow anybody that haven't made a mistake or been wrong. See, this is why we need this understanding this morning. He's wrong in two ways. He's not in the body of Christ, and he can't be following Christ because he's not in the body of Christ. First, wrong. Second, Christ has never been wrong. Somebody can say amen. And never will be wrong. So we need this understanding this morning. Speculation is man's way. Revelation is God's way. My third point this morning in my closing, why we need understanding is because Christ is coming back to claim what's his. Ephesians 5 and verse number 26 says, "That he might present it to himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle." or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. We need to believe God's word this morning, church. Only way we're going to make it is we put all our trust in God's word and hold on to it and let go of man's speculation. The Lord is coming back to judge the world in righteousness. He says, be holy because I am holy. See, church, the Lord knows what righteousness is. So I'm saying this morning, if you know that there is no unrighteousness in Christ, seem like we would be preparing ourselves if we know he's coming. Example. See, Brother Montgomery, 63 years old, and every day I walk, life is behind me, the death is in the front of me. So I need to be preparing myself for what's coming. I must put all my trust in God this morning. See, heaven is a prepared place for prepared people. We must hold on and seek God's word. Do things like God said do it, and we'll be all right. This last scripture will sum it all up when we look at Genesis chapter 7 and verse number 1. Genesis chapter 7 and verse number 1. The Lord said unto Noah, come down and all thy house and to the ark, for thee I have seen righteousness before me in this generation. My question is, what does the Lord see in you? Noah obeyed the Lord, done everything God told him to do, and like he said, do it. Can we obey God in such a way that he will see righteousness in us? See, this morning, church, grace and mercy is now. No grace and no mercy during the judgment. Only the righteous will be saved. Church, God didn't see Noah as a person. God seen what matters, his righteousness through obedience to his word. God is not respect of a person. Romans 2 and verse number 11. See, quite sure Noah had some old family that might have been good people, but not righteous in the sight of God. 1 Peter 4, verse 17 through verse number 18, it says, for the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? 18 says, and if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinners appear? Good question this morning, church. So we have to make sure that we know what the word says and be willing to do what the word says. So, hope I said something this morning to help encourage us to do such a thing. We all need to be encouraged and reminded how important it is to live obedient and faithful life. No matter who we are, we all need to be encouraged and be reminded. See, the bigger the challenge today, the more faith it takes on our part. We need to ask God to strengthen our faith. Give us the kind of faith that I can turn this world loose and depend on you. We need to have a Noah mindset, because Hebrews 13 and verse number 8 says, Christ the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. This morning, all those that have an interest in obeying the words of the Lord can come this morning. You come by hearing and believing the gospel. Acts 15 and verse number 7. Repent of past sins. Luke 13 and verse number 3. Confess Jesus is Lord. Matthew 10 and verse number 32. Be baptized for the remission of sin. Acts 2 and verse number 38. So this morning, if anything I've said that interests you this morning, you can come right now. The others stand and sing the song that has been selected on this morning.